Welcome to a special EduTech Guys presentation recorded live at FETC 2022 in Orlando, Florida. Enjoy the conversation.
Hey, welcome back to FETC 2022. It's an exciting day, day three. The excitement's building, and we're very excited to have our next guest in the chair. Yeah. It's good to see him again. We're going to let him introduce himself, tell you who he is, what he does, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back. It's great to see everybody out and about. The energy is buzzing here. So, you know, in person is always better than virtual, obviously, because we're human beings and we like to connect.
Exactly.
So my name is Randall Sampson. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. Down here in Orlando, Florida at the FETC 2022, and you're thankful for every time that you're here because you never know when we're back into a situation again. So.
Right. Yeah, I think we're getting close to the end, though. You know, I think it's, I mean, we've done an amazing job as a human race in a very short time when you get right down to it.
Absolutely. Survival is key, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We always do it.
Amazing things happen when the pressure's on.
Yeah. So let's talk about you, what you've been doing since, you know, this in our downtime, right? Downtime. And what are you doing here at FETC?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm here giving some presentations. One of the sessions is closing achievement gap. A couple others is using Flipgrid as an interactive tool for your classroom setting, and then also using Wakelet as a tool to capture, curate, and share your entire portfolio of what's happening in your school.
That's a really cool one. So let's talk about especially closing the achievement gap right now. I mean, we know we have to. We're 2 years behind. You never get that third grade year back, you know?
So. Yeah. And that's the, I think that's the key for that, right? So I've been doing this work with achievement gap work through Harvard University for the past 15 years, 15, 20 years now going on that. When we introduced the achievement gap as what it is, so it was just informational at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will say, well, how do we do it? And when you look at the achievement gap, the data shows a stark difference between African-American students, white students, Asian-American students, Latino students. So we all know what the reading of math data says. But now, like you said, you never get that third grade year back. Once the kids went home and parents all got to see that, my kid does not necessarily fall into that statistic of the achievement gap, but my kid does have a gap in some skills.
Right.
And that was the eye-opener for a lot of parents, a lot of schools, that kids won't master everything in the content. There's no way possible.
Right.
So wherever those gaps are, we have to figure out how do we re-engage kids around that? How do we help them build the skills to self-advocate, let them have some skin in the game, so mm-hmm. to speak? We can't do it all for them. And I think we saw some of that during the pandemic as well.
Yeah.
So during the pandemic, lots of teachers would say, yeah, I was giving the kids assignments online, but I could see mom clicking on the computer in the corner.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right, and this kid was like so smart. The kid is like five grade levels above where they're supposed to be, you know. And then they come back to school, and then all of a sudden, oh my goodness, there's an achievement gap. This kid's not performing. I'm like, take it easy, people.
Yeah. But you know, that's a good thing about the pandemic. If you can say there's a good thing about it, now we have a better understanding of data. We have a better understanding of what we can use it for. You know, and we always go, wow, come on. No, actually, now we've got this, and then we have the real world of parents going, whoa. So this is what it's like. This is what a teacher does every day. And this is just my kid at the house. So no wonder my kid has this gap. Then what are the gaps across the board? And, you know, that makes a big difference, I think.
And that's the key right there. So now you start to see that the gap, the achievement gap, isn't just those kids, right? It's not just those kids that happen to move into our district, or it's not just those kids that come from single parent families, or not just those kids that come from immigrant families. It's every kid out there has a deficiency somewhere. And now, as that teacher, you're looking at 25 faces with 25 different gaps at 25 different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wondering to yourself, how can I fix that? And the beauty about FETC is there's all kinds of technology now that can help teachers identify the issues faster and then create supplemental experiences for the kids, right?
Right.
So even like a station rotation as an option where I might work with five kids on a specific skill set. These five kids have a similar deficiency in a topic area. I work with them at a small table. And then the other 20 kids are at different stations working on computer instruction components at their level.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also work on some manipulatives, They can even have some, you know, dare I say, worksheets, right? But as long as the worksheets are critical thinking aspects of worksheets, right?
Exactly.
And so now you have multiple modalities happening at those different stations, and you just rotate the kids through, because you're one teacher in that classroom with 25 kids, 25 different levels, 25 different personalities, 25 different sets of homes, 25 different lunches. I mean, come on, it goes.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think one of the things that you have touched on and stressed upon is the fact that you've got, we've had these, a lot of teachers have already had kind of breakout stations, where the students are working. But because we now have seen, we've been collecting data for a long time, and some teachers have kind of understood what to do with that data, but a lot of them have not known what to do with that. And by taking the data that is, like you said, kind of beyond what we consider the quote-unquote standard achievement gaps, at that point, then you've now got ammunition, if you will, for the educators to say, okay, yes, normally my students were broken out in these five different workstations, but now I can target those, what's happening in those stations for more, I hate using buzzwords, but literally personalized learning, targeted yeah. learning for those students to help them in those few areas that they may be struggling in, or in the some cases of some students, in the many areas they happen to be struggling in. But you can target that, you can focus on that. And I think that's one of the things that you've been talking about here just with us briefly is opening the educator's eyes to being able to do that.
That's right. And with the achievement gap, one of the things we're finding is it's also a level of access, right? Mm-hmm. So the level of access that kids have to different things, but that's also dependent on the adult in the room. So if that adult has not had access to, let's say, Google Classroom or any Minecraft or whatever it is, if that's not in their tool bag,
right.
The kids won't have access to that.
Right.
So we have to provide teachers with a plethora of options. But then you have to be careful, because sometimes it's like sipping from a fire hose.
Yeah.
And teachers are like, whoa, too right. many things, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you want to give them choice, but you also want to provide a menu of options for them to choose from.
Right.
And they have to be high quality options, right? And so
right.
you're fighting this battle between centralized education and decentralized education, right? So you have a centralized, which is the district provides all the resources.
Yep.
The decentralized is the choice of teachers that they get to make. And for me, when we talk about access and achievement gap, it cuts across various areas. And the case in point with access is today at 2 o'clock at 2 p.m., and you guys are hearing it live first here at FETC. At 2 o'clock, Sailor Academy, which is ran by Michael Sailor.
Yeah.
They have a Bitcoin for Everybody course that kids can take, right? And so we said, hey, for our high school kids, they have to take personal finance anyway.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin is like investments, and it's just like stocks and bonds and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So let's provide this course as a supplement inside of that personal finance course. And so we use the Sailor Academy items, and then at the end of their five units, they can take a certificate, a test. You pass the test, you get a certificate from Sailor Academy with the Bitcoin for Everybody. So Sailor Academy started getting all of these certificates mailed out to these high schoolers, and they called and they were like, hey, what's going on here? You're the first high school in the world to do this. We want to know more about this. How can we get more high schools on board, more schools on board? And it's access, giving kids access to something. And it's not necessarily even just a Bitcoin thing. Is to show that there is a different way to do finance,
mm-hmm. yeah.
a different investment route, where 45% of American adults have some level of investment,
yeah.
whether it's stocks, bonds, and it's only at 45%. The rest is money under the mattress or in a bank somewhere,
yeah.
right? Just
yeah.
sitting there dwindling down. So now the kids have different options. They can talk about it to their parents, and they can explore. And they might not go down the Bitcoin route themselves, but might be 1% of their portfolio, but now they're learning about stocks, bonds, trading, investments,
mm-hmm. portfolios.
Leveraging portfolios, that yeah. kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're giving kids access.
Yeah.
And so our kids will be on Spaces Twitter talking to the Sailor Academy people. They have direct access now to power brokers. Yeah. That's closing achievement gap. It's not even just necessarily math and science. It's the experience of access that closes the achievement gap.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's about goals. We had Chase Nordengren on here. He's got a new book with NWEA.org. What's really cool about it is that's exactly what you're talking about. It's like we've got to give them other goals. We've got to give them other stuff to set their sights on, because that's going to help the teacher prescribe exactly what they need in the classroom and close that gap. So let's talk about something else, though. I know you're doing other sessions here, not just closing the gap. Let's talk about your other sessions you're doing.
Yeah, so the other cool sessions is I have one with Flipgrid. So 10 interactive ways of using Flipgrid.
Cool.
And it's based on social-emotional learning.
Oh, nice.
So SEL is a big thing. It's a big buzz. But for the people out there who don't know what SEL is, social-emotional learning, it's not teachers in the classrooms eating bonbons, sipping on chai tea, and having therapy sessions with kids.
Right.
That's not what's happening. It's not that at all. So not that. So SEL is basically how do we get kids to become their own advocates when things get tough?
Yeah, yeah.
So you build that into the classroom level experience, right? So how do we advocate, and then how do you use tools like Flipgrid, tools like Wakelet to make it happen?
Yeah.
And then you put that interactive pieces in there, how to use Microsoft to make it happen. So it's all of these tech tools that you can integrate that you don't think about as being SEL.
Yeah.
Those are actually great SEL tools to use to get kids to advocate and be self-directed in their learning, because we're not the only show in town. You know, the kids are with us for a season and then they move on to their next grade level.
Yeah.
We just have to make sure they have the tools in their bag to be able to move forward in life.
Yeah. I love it when educators like yourself figure out ways to use Flipgrid and Wakelet and all these other to get us to the next step with something else like SEL. Because, you know, most people don't think about Flipgrid, you know, using it that way. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's a network effect, right?
Yeah.
So you have to figure out in this network what works and what doesn't work for a specific problem.
Yeah.
And then other tools work better for a different problem.
Yep.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, if there were good things that have come out of the pandemic. To me, I think that's one of the greatest things that have come out of the fact that we all had to get out of our four walls is take the tools that we've been using in one particular way and completely find new, crazy, innovative ways to use those same tools that are way outside of the box and tie them into exactly what the students need. And it sounds like those, you know, when you're talking what you're doing with Wakelet and
Flipgrid,
thanks, my brain went dead. What you're looking at and what you're going to be talking to educators about, how to take those apps that they've probably been using in the quote-unquote traditional sense, flipping them on their ear, right, and going, hey, look at what you can look. Here's another way that you can use those particular tools.
Maybe we can monetize that, flipping it with Flipgrid. Anyway.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's awesome. I like that. That's a good jingle.
Yeah, use
that's
it right with them when you talk to them. So there you right. go. It's yours now.
That's right.
Yeah, and
that's yours. Just tell them you got it from us.
Absolutely. I will. Yeah, my last session is one of my last sessions is building a championship culture.
Uh huh.
So culture is big.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do we build a culture in a school?
Yeah.
And everybody's culture is different, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no one prescription. But if everybody functions off of a framework to kind of build that culture. So just real quick, the five things that I'm going to talk about with that is CHAMP. So I use the acronym for CHAMP.
Okay.
So how do we connect with our kids? As a building, how do we honor our kids?
Mm.
How do we amplify all the great things that are happening in our building for our kids? How do we motivate ourselves? So don't think about, you know, I have to go out there and motivate the kids and be an entertainer. How do I motivate myself to get out of bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Because we're adults and we have tough lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
We just put on a good facade when we get there because we don't need the kids to know all of our business, right?
Right, right.
But how do we motivate ourselves to keep going during the tough times?
Yep.
And then the last part is P in CHAMP, purpose. So what's our prescribed purpose of our building?
Yeah.
You know, what's the purpose-driven lives that we're living? What's our calling that we have as a school? So you use that acronym to build your championship culture. And the CHAMP component is constant, but what you do with it in your building will change.
Yeah.
how you connect with your kid will be totally different than the school across the street.
Yeah.
How you honor your kid in that same district will be totally different than the school down the street. So it's all of these nuances, right?
Yeah.
You know, you could work next door to somebody in the same building. You might as well be a mile apart.
Right.
Because they're so different. So even in that classroom setting, how do we use the CHAMP component to make it happen?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great acronym, by the way.
Oh,
that,
thank you.
That works out great. And that's all I need to know, those five steps.
Yeah. And because we're back in person again, so those five steps, right? So you just put your hand up and you kind of show me your five fingers, right? So the number one thing that I found out during the pandemic that we all miss is being at an event, a football game, a FETC, some event, and you can literally walk up to a random stranger at any pre-pandemic and at a football game, and you're giving high fives to people in the stands, right? And that's the piece that we miss, is that connectivity with other humans, the touch, the feel, you know, just giving a high five, something that simple.
Yeah.
It's like something that we longed for during the pandemic, right?
Exactly.
And absolutely.
Now it's like you got to give an elbow.
Right.
give an elbow.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know,
And then
or a fist bump.
Well, I've even seen the kids do the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just tap.
I see a lot of that.
Yeah, top of the foot, you know. But it's the five components in CHAMP, and then giving that high five, you know, when I'm from Columbus, Ohio, so it's big Buckeye country, right?
Yeah.
So giving that high five to strangers that you don't even know, you can walk down the hall and yell OH and somebody yells back IO and you give a high five
to
a total random stranger.
Yeah.
But you have that connection. And that's that champion culture that you want.
That's beautiful, man.
Hey, so folks want to reach out, learn more about CHAMP, learn more about closing the achievement gap, all the other stuff that you're doing. What's a great way for them to reach out to you?
Oh, absolutely. So you can just hit me up on Twitter. At Randall Sampson. That's my Twitter handle. LinkedIn is Randall Sampson. Insta is Randall Sampson. So the key is type in Randall Sampson.
How does that sound? Go to Google. Boom.
Go to Google. You'll find me. But don't type in Randall Sampson, Florida man.
That's a whole different
thing. Don't do that with any of us.
That's a whole different
Columbus.
Thing.
Remember Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio. That's right. It's a whole different thing. So, so they could hit me up on all those social handles and go to my website, libertyld.com. Libertyld.com. And they'll find all the information there.
Randall, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Appreciate y'all. And it's nice to see you again. It's
good
been a while.
To see you.
But It's good to be seen and not viewed.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Hey, well, have a great FETC.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to a special EduTech Guys presentation recorded live at FETC 2022 in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
Well, yeah.
What's happening?
Forget about it.
Okie dokie. Hey, pre-roll, and then I'll bring you in.
Okie doke.
Pre-roll.